After the fence jumper managed to make his way into the White House, one of the first things the Secret Service did was to put up another fence. Sort of. It's actually a line of bike racks strung together. It keeps the public a few feet farther back, and in theory, it gives agents more time to respond to would-be intruders. Critics say the new barrier is an eyesore that intrudes on the public space while doing little to improve security. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
The bike rack barrier is marked with bright yellow signs warning, "Police line, do not cross." It creates a sort of no man's land between the public sidewalk and the ornate wrought iron fence that's long surrounded the White House. Stephen Brown, who's visiting from Australia, was a little put off, but not surprised.
It's a bit obtrusive, but that's the world we live in, isn't it?
Several tourists say they understand the push for additional protection, though no one described the new barrier as attractive.
No, it does not look good.
Amy Miller and her husband David traveled to Washington from China Grove, North Carolina, to celebrate their anniversary. A year ago, David remembers getting good pictures through the White House fence, but today he couldn't get close enough. The bike racks kept him away.
Now it looks like you're looking through jail bars or something. I don't know.
And several tourists wondered, what's the point? Rudy Vega of Santa Ana, California, asked, if an intruder was able to scale the much higher permanent fence, is a waist-high bike rack really a deterrent?
That fence doesn't seem to be that effective to me. Unless there's somebody standing in between me and that fence, I can get over that fence.
It's for show is what it is.
An architect who served on the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts agrees. The commission oversees the design of all federal buildings in Washington. Architect Witold Rybczynski says, just like the Jersey barriers that were slapped up after the Oklahoma City bombing and 9/11, the White House bike racks are a showpiece, not a solution.
It's just to alert the public that, you know, we know that something happened and we screwed up, but we're going to do something about it, and this is what we're doing.
The Secret Service insists the bike rack buffer is a temporary measure while it reviews the fence jumping incident. Rybczynski argues even if it is temporary, the barrier's appearance still matters.
Most people don't visit Washington very often, and for those coming today, that's what they're going to see, an ugly eyesore, and not even really solving any particular problem.
The Millers from North Carolina say the bike rack barrier certainly didn't make them feel welcome standing outside the seat of their own government.
You know, if you come all this way, it kind of,
it's
not a good feel. I don't like it at all. If they did their job, the guy wouldn't have got all the way in there. That's just the crazy part.
Congressman Daryl Issa echoed that point today, suggesting rather than take away more public space outside the White House, the Secret Service should address its own failings inside the fence. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.